Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. And it's time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And it's that time of year. We have many, tasks to attend to, and we're talking with Laura Walton here from Martha's Task. Maybe that was a poor tie-in, but tis the season, huh?
Tis the season, definitely. And yes, there are many tasks to attend to,
Oh, my goodness, it's perfect. You have a busy, busy week going on, don't you?
We do. We're so excited. This is our annual open house for the holidays, so we're going to break out all of our Christmas items, and we have a lot of fall items, so if somebody wants something for Thanksgiving or for Christmas, we got you covered.
Wow-wee. Tell us a little bit about Martha's Task for those, because we have so many people who move into the community over the course of a year might not be familiar with what it is we do at Martha's Task and how it happens.
Right. Well, Martha's Task is kind of a magical place. We are a nonprofit organization. We work with low-income women, those who are at the federal poverty level and below. And we have two different programs. We teach them to sew in our main program, and so they get to learn a skill that can help them in life and help them earn an income. So they get paid for their training while they're learning to sew, and then they get 100% of the profits of everything they sell in our store.
Wow. So that's a lot of life lessons, and you get to pocket the change. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, it is really a good deal because it's also got art therapy in it, too. I mean, they're creating things and getting to choose patterns and colors of fabric, and it's really a lot of fun while they're learning.
And you know something, when you've been dealt a bad hand, you don't have a whole lot of choice. And even something as being able to pick out a pattern or a fabric or something like that means a lot inside the person who is, you know, learning these skills.
Right.
And seeing
right.
A new horizon for themselves. So, wow, that you guys tie it all together and just make it so nice.
We have a good program. We also help with emergency assistance. If somebody has an immediate need, they can come in and do simple crafts like making gift bags or gift cards, and we sell those in our store also. And the people who do that program can work for 3 hours and walk out with cash in hand to help with a prescription or a bill, something they immediately need, and there's not a lot of places you can do that. So
that is so true. Now, we have the open house that's going on, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And you have some different hours, right?
We do. We are staying open late on Wednesday. We'll be open until 6 o'clock. It'll be 9 a.m. to 6 o'clock. And then on Thursday and Friday, we'll be there 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's all happening at 718 South Johnstone, which is right across from St. John's Catholic Church.
Can't miss it. Wow-wee.
Yeah.
That is really something else. How long have you been doing this with the... How long have we had Martha's Task around?
Martha's Task has been around for 21 years. We're legal now. We started in the year 2000 in the basement of St. James Catholic Church. And it was an outreach project started by Susan Murphy, who just, she was one of their congregants. And she kept seeing women in tough situations and wanted to help teach them a skill or do something so that they could lift themselves up. And so that's how it started and quickly became an independent nonprofit.
Wow, that's got some staying power. And that, you know, when you do things from the heart, they have a tendency to stick around a little
Right, right, definitely.
And you guys have such a rich history of people who found a better way. And,
right.
And, or got back into the swing of things after a setback.
It is amazing some of the stories we've had through the years. We have one gal who put herself through college and paid her college tuition off with her sewing. She learned to sew at Martha's Task, and she just kept making items to get herself through. And now she works in a professional field. I believe she's in social work, and so it's just perfect. We have seen a lot of success. Some people will be seamstresses, and some people will use the skills to earn money to do other things.
That is just so amazing. Now, what are we going to see here at the open house? I imagine you've got pretty much some holiday stuff, but that's probably not all.
We have, our most popular item in the store always are what we call microwave bowls.
And
they're these cute little kind of like a hot pad for your bowl that you put underneath things when you're warming them up in the microwave. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have those. They make really good gifts because they're unique. And, of course, anything you buy from our store has a story behind it. Mm-hmm. We have aprons for adults and kids. We have hot pads and kitchen items. We have little hanging towels. We also have pillowcases, especially Christmas ones. Those make really good gifts. And then we have some jewelry and cards, just a little bit of everything. Lots of good gift items.
So come on in and let your eyes do the walking, as they say, because the purse will follow. And
yes.
It is one of those things you can't resist. I mean, you're going to find something. It may be... Okay, maybe a carload or something, but there's always something there at Martha's Tasks.
Absolutely. We have lots of fun things, and we have a few things in collegiate fabrics, too, because
oh, really?
People always ask us for OU and OSU, mm-hmm. so we try to provide those. We also do custom orders, so if you come in and you say, man, I really like these pillowcases, but I want a different fabric, well, we can do that for you. You can come back and pick out fabric or bring us things, and we will make it for you.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm going to put you to the test. Do you think you can come up with the logo from my alma mater, Ed School of Law and Refrigeration Repair?
Oh, I don't know about that one, but we'll try. We'll try.
All right, Ed. All right, we were talking about Martha's Task, and Laura Walton is here with us. She's the executive director, and you've been at this a while. What drew your heart to this?
Well, you know, I've always loved this program. Long ago in a different life, I was in journalism, and I wrote stories about Martha's Task. And then about 6 years ago, mm-hmm. I was approached by a Martha's Task supporter who said, you know, we have an opening for the director. I think you'd be perfect for this job because you have a heart for people. And so the rest is history. I've been there 6 years.
It beats being called out in the middle of the night for stories. Gosh, only knows where.
Well, yeah, there's that. You guys do a lot of that in the radio.
But, no, it's great that you were able to follow your heart into this and really, really just be absorbed in it.
It is a great job, and I get to see a lot of cool things happen, mm-hmm. a lot of blessings.
Indeed. And where can you go to find that, folks? But Martha's Task. Once again, this is the big open house. It goes on tomorrow from 9 to 6.
Yes.
And then Thursday, 9 to 4, and Friday, 9 to 4. And it's at 718 South Johnstone, right here in Bartlesville. So make plans. I don't care if you're taking it on your coffee break, your lunch, or maybe you got the day off. Spend a little time there. And do yourself some good while doing others a lot of good.
Absolutely. Come on by. We will have door prizes and goodies to eat. So, you know,
well,
you can come on.
Well, wait a second. Door
out.
Prizes? You didn't say that. Wow. Wow. That's cool. And goodies?
And goodies to eat, yes.
I'm
so
on a diet.
Absolutely.
Wrong.
You got to come by anyway.
This is really good. This happens every year.
Yes.
And it is so special. Last year, of course, with COVID, a little different. But, you know, this is really getting back into the swing of things a bit. We're kind of fortunate this time that we can.
Oh, absolutely. We're really excited, and we expect we'll probably see a lot more people out this year. So,
oh, goodness sakes, that'd be great. How will you fit them all in?
Well, that's part of why we've got it spread out over 3 days, so that, you know, we can handle the crowds.
And there you go. The thing is that we'll always have room for you there. And this is really so good. Now, do you have a Facebook page or a website where people can kind of, you know, check things out that way, too, for maybe different things that are coming up throughout the year with you?
We absolutely do. We have a Facebook page, an Instagram, and a Twitter, so you can keep up with all of our events on there. If you need general information about Martha's Task, we also have our website, which is marthastask.com.
Well, there you go. That'll give you a little bit of the backstory about Martha's Task, what's going on right now, and how you can help. I mean, it's great that we shop. It really is. But say you got $1,000 in your pocket just burning a hole. Would you take that as a donation to the cause, you know, for the good of the order?
You know, we can handle cash donations. We're more than happy. If somebody has $1,000 burning a hole in their pocket and are like, what am I going to do with this? Mm-hmm. We're very happy to accommodate them and take that. We also take donations of fabric and sewing supplies. That's what keeps us going, because that way we don't have to purchase those items and we have them available for our seamstresses.
Well, very good. And, of course, they can find out all the contact information at the website and also at the Facebook
page. They can. If they're just really wanting to know right now, 918-336-8275 is our phone number, or they can email me at marthastask@yahoo.com.
Yahoo. Very good. Very good. This is going to be great. And it's going to be great. Will we be able to talk with some of the artists that you have on the ladies who perform? The task at hand there, greeting the crafts and all the goodies?
We do have some seamstresses that will be there for sure Wednesday morning and probably Thursday morning.
Oh, good.
So they come in and sew quite frequently. So, yeah, there should be some people around.
That'd be kind of nice, you know, kind of get to meet the artist, as they say.
You bet.
And, you know, and who knows, you know, great things can only happen the more people you meet.
Right.
Super. Now, once again, it is 96 on Wednesday, 9-4 on Thursday, 9-4 on Friday, 718 South Johnstone. It is the annual open house. Goodies? Yes.
Absolutely. Yummy stuff.
Yummy stuff. And, of course, you'll have some door prizes there, too. Got to kind of check that out, see what's shaking there.
You bet.
Well, I tell you what, this has really been good. I know that you've got a busy week ahead of you. You got a lot of things to take care of today, and I really appreciate you stopping by and saying hi to us here. And once again, the Facebook page and the website page.
Yes, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can find our latest news and items on there, and you can find us at marthastask.com.
All righty, I want to thank you for being with us today, Laura.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 KW.